Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Psalm 51 and verse 17, we read, "A broken and contrite heart, God, you will not despise." The word for today is the second in our series about the breaking process. Brokenness leads to blessing. To receive a double portion of the spirit of Elijah, Elisha, who was a farmer, had to break and burn his plow. To demonstrate her love for Jesus, Mary had to break open her box of costly ointment and pour it over him. To defeat the armies of Midian, Gideon's 300 soldiers had to break their pilchers, let their light shine, and make themselves a target. The truth is that God has to break each of us in different areas in order to use us. What areas? Bad habits, stubborn wills, inflated egos, evil thoughts, crippling fears, secret prejudices, misguided ambitions. The list is endless. If you're facing east, you won't go west, so God has to turn you around. Sometimes that requires discipline, and it's you, not God, who determines the length of that discipline and the extent of it. Hebrews 12 verse 11, "No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterward, there'll be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way." If you're a parent, you understand this. One child will collapse in tears, whereas another will defy you. God will do whatever it takes to break your habit of self-sufficiency. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 23, "Now may God sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Notice that your body comes last in the order of transformation. As a regenerate spirit living in an unregenerate body, you'll always be fighting the flesh. What's the secret of victory? Brokenness and surrender. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.